Petersburg coach Rob Schwartz says all in all, the regional tournament was the best wrestling he's seen in a long time. The Vikings had to work hard for the title, according to Schwartz.
And had we slipped up at all, there wasn't a lot of room for error. You know, I said this, we have a mission, we have a job to do, and then it rides on the edge of a razor blade. If you waver a little bit, it's going to fail. So the wrestlers went in as a team. Every single, all 18 of them went in there, and they wrestled as hard as they could. They wrestled well. There's a few things that we need to work on, but as far as the determination and the guts they displayed and also the wrestling ability, I couldn't be happier with the outcome.
Petersburg had 8 finalists. Heavyweight Billy Craig was one of the 5 who took first place.
Well, he pinned his way through the finals, including a great match with Zenia Kisarauskas from Sitka, who beat him here at home. Billy beat him at the ACS tournament 11-5, and then it was a 4-4 match going into the third round. Wrangell's gym went crazy. There's over 500 pounds of beef out there flying around. And that, you know, sometimes the heavyweight matches aren't the most exciting, but both those guys were fighting hard. And in the third round, Billy caught him, threw him on his back, and pinned him. And needless to say, the gym was loud.
And despite a knee injury in the finals, James Valentine also took a championship at 130 pounds.
James came through and showed a lot of guts and determination, especially in the last round of that match, and ended up winning 4-2. I think without the injury, it would have been, you know, a little bit more decisive than that. But he displayed a real, I think it was just a real good example of having to have intestinal fortitude at the right time. I think a lot of young athletes would have folded up, and he did not. He just kept going.
At 135 pounds, Brett Lopez took on 2-time state runner-up Terry Rogers of Mount Edgecombe. Rogers had previously beaten Lopez in Petersburg, and Lopez came back to beat Rogers in regionals decisively 5-1.
He was very controlled. He was very calculated, real determined. He had that old determination that, you know, Brett can get that look sometimes, and he just wrestled the match that he needed to wrestle his senior year, and he came out at a champion. He's a 3-time region champion because of it, and it's well deserved. He had to fight hard to get there.
Then there was Caddy Egan, who took first place at 171 pounds.
Ginny wrestled Davy Brown at home, Davy's senior year, and Caddy's beat him every match, but it's been getting closer every match also, and Davy came out real fired up.
Schwartz says it was an outstanding match, and for the 4th year in a row, Petersburg senior Tim Erickson won a regional championship. Schwartz says 4-time champs are unique.
There haven't been very many, and Timmy, his freshman year, I said, Tim, you just won the region title, and you have a chance to be part of an exclusive club, and that is a 4-timer, and he was really happy after Saturday night because that was his goal. He always wanted to take 4 region titles, and he did it. And he's been a great leader on the team.
Other Viking finalists included Max Peeler, who took second place against Jake Houston of Sitka, the number 2 seed in the state. Houston won the championship 3-2. At 112 pounds, Petersburg's Tom Schwartz took a second place in the finals against Jesse Rogers from Edgecombe, who seeded 3rd statewide. And Viking Ike McMurrin took second place against Ryan Groshon of Wrangell in what Schwartz describes as one of the most exciting matches of the weekend.
They battled to a 2-2 match with about, I'd say 5 or 6 seconds left. Ike took a great shot in, almost took him down on the edge of the mat. Groshon defended it at the buzzer, ended up taking Ike down and for a 4-2 win. But it was a great performance, and the crowd, as far as I've talked to fans and coaches, they said it was probably the match of the tournament right there.
While the big points are scored in the championship rounds, it wasn't just the individual finalists and champions that put Petersburg 32 points ahead to win in the end. Schwartz credits the whole team with putting up a tough fight. Several Vikings who didn't make it to the final still helped score points for the team or helped block Wrangell from scoring points. Schwartz says the team received a lot of compliments in Wrangell on their positive attitude and sportsmanship. To keep Petersburg's high school wrestling program going strong in the future, Schwartz emphasizes the importance of starting wrestlers early, and he's looking for someone who's interested in coaching the middle school program.
We're looking for somebody from the town here to step up and to commit to that program, pour some energy into that, and help us develop the feeder program we need to keep Viking wrestling going.
12 Viking wrestlers will go to the state championships at Bartlett High School in Anchorage this weekend. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.